বিনন্তিলে ভুলি রাধনা। Here the gopis are telling Krishna, Tathagatamritam, Taptajivanam. For all those souls in this world who are burning and suffering from all the miseries in this world, the threefold miseries, and they are finding no relief, oh, your Kathamritam, your wonderful transcendental nectar of your pastimes, by hearing them, their whole souls will be cooled and relieved from the burning fire of this material existence. Taptajivanam, Kavivaritam, Kalamashapaham. The great sages and all the saintly persons, they have described your glories. Kavivaritam, Kalamashapaham. Just by hearing all of your glories, all sinful reactions will immediately become mitigated from the heart. One will be purified, because you have yourself told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimadvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Anyone who hears your transcendental message, you yourself, in the form of Harikata, will be cleansing their hearts. So, Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam. Oh, there, all of these wonderful narrations are the top most auspicious possible narrations that anyone can hear with their ears. They are full of transcendental potency. And buddhi dajana, anyone who sings these wonderful topics, they are the greatest, most munificent welfare workers in the whole world, in the whole universe. So this way Mahaprabhu was hearing these beautiful shlokas by the gopis, and his bhavs were rising in his heart. And when he heard Maharaj Prajaputra singing in this way, he began to cry out.
Some gopis also explained this shloka in another way.
Another meaning.
What meaning?
Yes.
There actually, the Braja gopis, there's a general meaning to the songs that they have sung. That general meaning is what I just explained, the direct meaning. But there is also another indirect meaning that they actually spoke when they spoke these verses. And our Vaishnavacharyas have shown us that the moods of the gopis were revealed within these Sanskrit words. So Tava Kathamritam, Tapta Jivanam. Here it is saying Tava Kathamritam, that your katha is amrita. It is transcendental nectar.
No,
but I'm saying that's what the general meaning is.
So you have told. Yes. Now you should explain this.
Yes. But the Braja gopis, when they say these same words, actually what they are telling is Tava Katha Mritam. Mritam means death. Huh? Your topics, your subject matter, all of your transcendental pastimes, anyone who hears them, this will cause them to die. They will be killed by these pastimes. This is actually what they are telling. Because what happens? Just like what happened to us. We heard your transcendental nectar of your pastimes. And then what happened? We became victims. Just like a hunter who goes into the forest and with his weapons, he kills so many innocent animals and he ruins their lives. In the same way, through your katha is mritam, because it actually will make everyone attached to you, so much so that they will leave everything, their happy life in their homes, their relationships with their mothers and fathers, their husbands and wives, with their children. They will forget about everything. They will leave everything behind, and their whole lives will become ruined. They'll become like street beggars, and their whole lives will be ruined. And then like us, even if they want to forget you, they will become so victimized by your sweet Harikatha that, oh, they will never be able to give you up and think about anything else. So we are directly warning that all the kavis, they have spoken wrongly, they have lied. Actually, your katha is mritam. It will not liberate us. It will make us more slaves of your katha. And then we'll never be able to get out of this situation ever. So, in this way, the Braja gopis, they have this intense mood. These are the highest moods of Mahabhava Prem that they are expressing. Apparently contradictory moods. But within all these songs of the gopis, these hidden meanings are there. And so, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing this nectar, and his moods of Gopi Bhav and Radha Bhav were reaching very highest states. And when he felt these wonderful emotions, and he saw this person singing these songs, then he said to him, Burita, Burita, Burita. And he sat up and he embraced him. Burita means, oh, you are so magnanimous. You are so wonderful. You are so charitable. And then, at that time, he told him, I am just a sannyasi. I have nothing, no material possessions in this world. But I am so indebted to you. You have come and you have narrated this sweet, sweet Harikatha. So now, what I must do is I must give you something. But all that I have is my own embrace. So I will embrace you. And now he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. And Maharaj Prataparudra's whole life and soul was completely satisfied finally, after longing for years that Mahaprabhu would give him his mercy.
Thank you. What is the meaning of Srimad Atatam? Any of you? Srimad Atatam?
Srimad Atatam?
Van Maharaj?
Why
not? Srimad Atatam. Oh, Shyamrani knows Srimad Atatam.
Just here listening about Gopi Gita's slok, Tava kathamritam tatta jivanam kaviriritam kalmasapaham savana mangalam simadatatam bhuvinanti te bhurida janaha. Actually, all these words have minimum two meanings. But Gurudev emphasizes this point, Srimad Atatam. If Gurudev allow me, then I can explain all the words.
No.
To different meanings.
No. Only Srimad Atatam. Srimad Atatam bhuvi gananti te bhuvi jati.
But only Gurudev emphasizes the Srimad Atatam.
And bhuvi gananti te bhuvi jati.
Last meaning, Srimad Atatam. We will take shelter of Sri Krishna and glorify his Harikatha. Then what will be the result? Srimad Atatam, his opulence, his beauty, everything will increase day by day. But gopis, especially the Sapaksha gopis, means Radhika's party's gopis are telling Srimad Atatam. Sri means Saundarja, means beauty. Sri means opulence. What will be? Atatam means to cut away. Who will take your shelter? Who will destroy your Harikatha? His Sri will go away forever. Means his opulence and beauty will go away. We are the witness. We have taken up your shelter. Always shall glorify you. Always will live with you. What happened? Today, nothing with us. Even if some will come to us and beg something, we have not even any dry chickpeas to give them as a alms. So we are the witness. We have taken your shelter and speak about you. They are all opulence, all she will go away. Srimad Atatam, because after two meanings, so one to increase, another to cut away. Srimad Atatam, Bhumi Vrinanti Jai Bhumi Rajana. Who means in this world? Who are in this world? They say about you. And they are the greatest donor. Bhurida means greatest, Janam means persons. But gopis are telling, Bhuridaya Janaha, whoever describe about you, they are not greatest donor. Who are they? Bhurida. Bhuri means greatest, da means swagala. Whoever describe about you, they are the greatest satara in this world. So don't listen to Krishna Katha. We have to come to you and want to describe you, please come. We will destroy our Krishna. We have not to pay any fees. And even Mahaprasad is free of cost. I have not to pay all the actual. if you come and step in Mahaprabhu's trap, then you never pull it back anymore. So you have to be like street beggar, like gopis. So you have to be careful. Our Guru Varadasa has told that if someone is coming, their dress is saffron cloth, they have tikanti in three neck beads, tilak on their forehead, they have sikha on the top of their head. Don't trust them. If you come in their trap, then your life will be ruined like gopis. That means if you want to success in your life and if you want to be happy forever, must have to surrender under bona fide Gurudev and be a good guidance and good association, then your life will be successful. Then your Krishna bhajan will be complete and then you can be one day under guidance of gopis and you can serve divine company like gopis. Hare Krishna.
সভাতে জয় করে এরপরে বলব আশ্রমের হোয়াট পিকেম আফটার দ্যাট ক্যান ইউ ইউ হোয়াট পিকেম আফটার দ্যাট Can you?
Oh, Madhyanam Kumarandasya Gyanam Vinsakaya Chaksaram Vritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudhi Namo. Chogurudev asked me to express some other aspects of the Rathi Yatra Festival.
No.
Just after that?
What became of Pratap Rudra and Mahaprabhu? Hearing this, Mahaprabhu impressed him.
Mahaprabhu embraced him and some of his bhavs came into the heart of King Pratiparudra and they both embraced and they both fainted. And King Pratiparudra realized many of the loving moods of Srimati Radhika for Sri Krishna. Moods of Srimati Radhika and the gopis for Krishna.
After that, no more.
Which pastime? Which next?
Sit down. Then, Mahaprabhu was weeping with Radha mood, tears coming. He did not know that who is messaging him and who is doing that song, Tava Katha Amritam. But anyhow, he was so pleased that he embraced him and told, who are you that you are giving nectar to drink me? And he became so happy, Mahaprabhu. And then, at once he showed him his Aishwarya Roop, like Sankh Chakra Gada Padma with Krishna, or it may be in Jagannath way, he showed him. And then he knew that he is himself Krishna. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't tell anyone, keep in your heart. And then Raja Heno Gyan Kabhu Nak Koilo Prakash Antare Sakala Janin Bahire Ula. Mahaprabhu was, as he told, he knew that he is a great bhakta. But he was king. We should not meet with king, sannyasis. But now we are going to meet them. They are not coming to us, but we go. Oh, this is not good for sannyasis. So Mahaprabhu, by this story, he teaching us and setting example that if you go to house or palace of a king, you will see his so many enjoining opulences. And then you will see his queens, and then you will be attached, and a mood will come that I should have all these things. So for sannyasi, brahmachari, they should not meet with a king. They should meet with only high class of Vaishnavas, only that. And then, all took some prasadam, Mahaprabhu and his all followers and other general person, and now it became somewhat third prahar.
After noon,
yeah. Some after coolness came. Then all began to pull the chariot. But not an inch it was going. And then 4, 5, 6 elephants were given there and began to pull, but they also could not do. The failure. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told that, oh, take these elephants away. And then he, from behind, he took his head there and began to pull. And at once, Rath, with a great noise, hood hood, it began to run away. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes going on front of Rath and doing kirtan, but Rath used to stop there. When Mahaprabhu was going, then Rath was also going. Tabe Rath chale dhire dhire, slowly going. But when Mahaprabhu used to become behind chariot, then Rath was not proceeding forward. Why? Why? Jagannath was seeing that, oh, where is Radhika? She is not coming. So he stopped his Rath. And anyone cannot pull even elephants and thousands and millions of persons. They cannot do. But again, when he used to come, and then Rath used to go forward. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed so many opulences there. Then, anyhow, in the evening, Rath reached Sundarachal, that is Vrindavan. It was coming from Dwarka or Kurukshetra. So, Jagannath Puri is Dwarka, or you may tell in some sense Kurukshetra, but not Vrindavan, never Vrindavan. Vrindavan is where? Navadvip. Navadvip is Vrindavan. Anywhere not written that Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan. Though Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Gambhira, he tested Radhayam Pranay Mahima. Everything. But why Navadvip is told Vrindavan, not this? Because there is so opulence. This pastime, Sumali can hear Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, or half Madhvidi. So anyone cannot say. But in Navadvip Lila, but from Sachi Maya, he is going to school. Jagannath sometimes become angry to beat him. Jagannath
Jagannath Mishra.
Mishra. Because so many ladies complaining, so many teachers and
Brahmins.
Brahmins, they were complaining against our little boy.
Nimai.
Nimai.
Not in Nimai.
That when he is they are taking bath and meditating, and he takes water from mouth and fur on them. So many sweet pastimes. So there is no opulence like Krishna Leela in Braja. So this is more higher than Jagannath Puri. And also more than Godavari, where Rasaraj Mahabhav was seen. More higher than Jagannath Puri also. But this is not called Vrindavan. Now, Kurt reached to Sundarachal, that is Vrindavan. And now it is fifth day, Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami, Lakshmi, there is Bimla Devi.
Potential Jagannath Devi.
She became worried. Where has Jagannath has gone? He has not taken permission for me. And he has gone. And anyhow he knew that he has gone to Vrindavan. Why he hidden me? This fact. Oh. And then he took so many associates, Lakshmi. And with sticks and so many things. Oh, with a drum.
Full band.
Full band. And in the night.
Riding on a chariot.
Riding on a chariot event. And what became? Who will tell? Can you? Huh?
Jnanti-yandasya, jnananjana-shvataya, chakshurandritam-yena, tasmai shri-gurve. Shri-gurve is
going
to explain some of the pastimes, Hera-panchami. This festival comes five days after, as Shri-gurve has explained, 5 days after Jagannath has left Jagannath Puri, and go to Sundaracha, Gundicharandir. Lakshmi becomes very angry. Why has Jagannath gone to Vrindavan? There's nothing in Vrindavan. Sticks, some stones, some flowers, nothing. No riches. So she becomes worried. Why he's left? We have so much opulence. So she makes a great display of opulence. And she brings all her attendants. And they come to, practically it's like attacking Jagannath. So this is a traditional festival. And Kashi Mishra instructed Pratap Guru Maharaj, oh, Ratharatha festival was so opulent, but you should make Hera Panchami festival more opulent, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. Pratap Guru Maharaj, he emptied his treasury. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attendants to Lakshmi, beautifully dressed, so many chamras, bands, very, very opulent display. And first of all, they came and they attacked the Ratha, beating it with sticks. Already there had been a special place to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They were standing and they were watching the display. They were laughing so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, I've never seen man like this before. In Vrindavan, there are different kinds of man. I heard in Dwarka, Satyabhama sometimes, she takes off her ornaments, takes off her beautiful clothes, puts on rags, goes to her anger room, and scratches the floor and she becomes sulky. But I've never seen anything like this before. He turns to Saradanda and he asks Saradanda to explain. Saradanda began explaining the moods of Braj and different kinds of man in Braj. That, and Shri Gurudev has explained that man is very, very high mood. Dr. Sneha, Rag, or Pranay. Pranay means that lover and beloved have become like one. They don't feel any different. Like two lotuses on the same stem. So close. At that time then, as Pranay develops, then it becomes man. So it's a very intimate move, not like anger in the material world, where two people become angry and they separate. They never speak to each other again. But in Braj, man means that the heroine knows that the hero is so attached, more attached, like two people, he must come. So man is very important because it increases the Krishna's eagerness to meet with the gopis. Saradamada began to explain this. At the same time, Shivas Thakur, he was seeing a big procession. Shivas Thakur, he worships Lakshmi Narayan. So Lakshmi is his worshipable deity. He began cheering, oh, look at this good display, very nice. See Lakshmi, see the opulence. And then he began criticizing Braj. Now what is there in Braj? Only some sticks, some stones, some... They don't have proper jewels. Gopis, they just have flowers. They don't have nice decorations. Just some minerals from Govardhan. Ah, nothing compared to Lakshmi. See my Lakshmi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening. He was smiling. Then he turned to... Sarabdhamada. Sarabdhamada and Braj is Lalita Sakhi. Pure Braj mood. So Lalita, Sarabdhamada turned to Shivas Thakur. He said, oh, you don't know my Vrindavan. Don't you know? Chintamani, Sakala, Chintamani, Prakara Sattvasu, Kalpa Vriksha, Lakshavritesha. In Vrindavan, the whole earth is made in wish fulfilling gems. Then what is left to desire? But the gopis have no desires. They take these wonderful wish fulfilling gems and they make anklets out of them, bracelets for their ankle bells, because they make very sweet sound when they're dancing. It attracts Krishna's mind. Kalpa Vriksha, on this land of wish-fulfilling gems, there's forests and forests and forests. Kalpa Vriksha, these trees fulfill all desires. But the gopis don't care for the Kalpa Vriksha tree. They just take the flowers and they decorate themselves. They're not interested in fulfilling so many desires. And then, Surabhi Rabipalayanta, the cows also, they're not ordinary cows. But they're also giving milk and wish fulfilling, they're fulfilling all the desires of the devotees. So, Saranamada said that, you don't know the opulence of my Vrindavan. Actually, Vrindavan is full of opulence, but it's always covered with sweetness. Srila Gurudev has explained, as Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained, that when, if you have a big pot of milk, boiling, and it's a piece of grass, dried straw in the milk, so sometimes coming to the surface, and then again going down. Sometimes coming to the surface, and again going down. So in the sweetness of Braj, the opulence is like this, it's always covered by sweetness. But actually the opulence in Braj is more than the opulence in Dwarka. Gurudev gives the example, when Krishna was a tiny baby, Bhutana came. Bhutana was not an ordinary witch, like fairy story witch. Kamsa, he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Very, very powerful. And before Krishna was born, Kamsa was fighting with Bhutana. And Bhutana was so powerful, Kamsa had to give in. He said, stop, stop, stop. We'll be like brother and sister. I'll protect you, you will protect me. And therefore, Kamsa sent Bhutana to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, baby Krishna. When Krishna sucked Bhutana's breath, she was pulling. Oh, get off, get off, get off. Pulling and pulling. But even she was so strong, she couldn't pull off Krishna. Just tiny baby. But when Mother Yashoda is looking after the milk, Krishna's sucking Mother Yashoda's breast, and the milk begins to boil over on the stove. Oh, I have to save the milk. Gurudev says, Krishna's hanging on like a little monkey. With his arms, he's got his arms around Mother Yashoda. With his legs also. And his mouth. Like this, holding on. And Mother Yashoda picks up with one. Kida. like ordinary pasta. The whirlwind demon came up in the air. Krishna called onto his neck. I was just holding on to me. It fell down the So like this, then Shiva's Thakur began to change his mood, and he came because actually Shiva's Thakur is like Narad Muni, but there are different manifestations of Narad Muni. There's Narad Muni also in Vaikuntha, Narad Muni also in Braj, seeing pastimes there, and Madhu Mangala is also Narad Muni. So then Shiva's Thakur, he came in the mood of Madhu Mangala. He began. I can't do it. He began making a funny sound. And he's laughing. Oh, very good, very good. So like this, Saradana Goswami, he began to explain the different kinds of heroine, different kinds of mom and brother. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was hearing Saradana's very, very sweet katha, he was entering into all these moods and relishing all the moods, bright moods, coming from Srila Saradana Goswami. So in this way, they were relishing and enjoying here at Panchami Festival. Much of help.
This boy, Ratni, you should sing a song. And where are they two?
Two twins are there, Astrasakis.
They will sing?
I asked them yesterday to sit in the front.
Where they are? Where
there they are. Huh? You see? Behind Buddha Prabhu's wife, the two twins. So they...
Two brothers. But they can come. Oh, quickly.
Haridas, quick, don't take quick.
Oh, harmony.
Yeah.
You should stand up. Stand up, you. Stand up. All should see that this boy was singing. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. From beginning of his birth,
dancing.
His devotee.
When he was small, he was dancing.
Oh yes, mridanga.
He has a younger brother, Nityananda, also coming like this.
Father not so strong, but he is strong. Now you two, sister come.
Gurudev, he has younger brother, Nityananda, also coming like this.
Oh, like him? Very good. Quickly.
Thank you.
anything? Can you speak? After that, yeah, Hera Panchami.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Tirantharsha Gyan Yantalakaya Chakshurun Litamya Tasmai Shri Guru. Shri Raghudev has masterfully taken all of us unqualified in Jagannath Puri, and we are traveling in Jagannath Puri with Shri Raghudev, where we are seeing this past beautiful pastime. And who brought this pastime here? Gurudev has told previously that it is Narad Muni who has brought this pastime, beautiful pastime of Lord Jagannath in this material world. Narad is very kautuki, he is very tricky, mysterious, playful. Once he went to Dwarka, and there was already a festival going on in Dwarka, and he reached Dwarka, he descended into Dwarka, and he told all the 60,108 queens of Krishna that, oh, you are so fortunate that you are Krishna's wives, queens, you are beloved of Krishna, you control Krishna. And if you say something which is not true, you immediately try to refute it. So the queen said, oh, Narada, whatever you are saying is right, but it is partially right. Because even though Krishna is our husband, but when he sleeps at night, sometimes he cries, like weeping in his dreaming, but actually tears are coming. And then Rukmini is telling that sometimes he catches my sari and tells, oh Radhe, don't leave me, don't leave me. So Narada, actually we are not the fortunate ones. Rajavasis are more fortunate, and among them, the gopis are the most fortunate. Sometimes Krishna does call, oh Yashoda, oh Mother Yashoda, where is my makhan? Where is my father, Nanda Baba? I want to go for cow herding. But sometimes he is crying, calling for the gopis. So, queens are telling this to Narada, and Narada is relishing these pastimes. And immediately at that time, Rohini arrives in the scene. Rohini has lived in Braj with Mother Yashoda for 11 years, and the queens are asking Rohini now, Mother Rohini, you tell us, what's there in the Braj so special where Krishna is always remembering Braj? Even though he is with us in Dwarka, he is a king here, but what's there in the Braj? Only cows, even we don't wear the shoes there also when we go for cow herding. What is so special about the Braj? So Rohini is telling all the queens that in Braj, actually Krishna is fully manifest. How the gopis have samartha before him. Samartha is
capable
rati. They control Krishna. They sometimes chastise Krishna in Braj. And Krishna loves that more than what queens would love him for. So Rohini is telling the queens that, and Narada is hearing all these beautiful pastimes, that how Krishna is so happy in Braj, because there he is object of their love. And here, whereas in Dwarka, Krishna is of course the husband of 60,100 queens, 108 queens, but his love is divided among 12 parts. Krishna is rasa swarup. He is actually the taste. And at the same time, he is rasa swarup. He is the taster of all the rasas. When Krishna enters into the arena of Kamsa, he is being enjoyed by his devotees into 12 different moods. The wrestlers, Mustik and Charno, as soon as they see Krishna, you know, Krishna has, before entering into arena, he has just killed elephant by breaking its own tusk. So the blood is there, sprayed on Krishna's body all over, and
And as soon as the wrestlers see him, they feel disgusted. Oh, we have to fight with Krishna. But he is so small, you just throw him into an arena, and he has killed Putana and other demons also. So we will challenge him. Krishna is telling him, I'm so small, why you want to fight with me? They said, oh, you have killed so many demons, you will fight with us. And then they are tasting meat rasa, fighting with Krishna. But here, Krishna is more stronger than the wrestler. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mallanam Ashir Nanam, that Krishna is like thunderbolt. He is so harsh that the wrestler find it unable that they would, you know, defeat Krishna in wrestling. And then his, those who are present in the stadium, in the spectator, all the spectators, among them are the themselves of Mathura, the young women of Mathura. They are seeing Krishna as their beloved. And among them is the elderly gopis of Braj, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and Nanda Baba and others. They think, oh, this is quite unfair. Such a small Krishna is fighting with these cruel wrestlers. So they are feeling Vatsalya Rasa. Similarly, the gopas who are present in the stadium where Kamsa's arena has been prepared, they are tasting the taste of Sakya Rasa, friendship, and also Hasya Rasa, because finally now they are clapping also. Krishna is defeating the wrestlers and he is making them, you know, pain. The pain is arising in their bodies. So Krishna is the taster of pure rasas. And his love is divided among all types of devotees. If anybody of us call Krishna, Krishna has to come. So, with queens, this love Krishna not fully share, because with gopis he has no condition. And gopis, their love is capable to control Krishna. So Roni is trying these pastimes to clear how the gopis' love is greater than the queens of Dwarka. At the same time, telling this pastimes of Braja, Rohini is so emotional that she falls unconscious. And while she was telling these pastimes, Krishna was there in his Sudharma assembly. And wherever Krishna's pastimes are there, if we are glorifying Krishna, Krishna must come there. So Krishna could not control himself and he ran towards the place where Rohini was telling all these pastimes of Braja to the gopis, and Narada was also present. So Krishna came running there, and behind Krishna was Baladeva also, who was also present to Sudharma Sabha. He also came running there, and while telling these pastimes, Rohini had appointed Subhadra that you must watch the door, because if Krishna hears these pastimes, then he will not be able to control himself. He loves the Brajavasi so much. So both of them, Krishna and Balaram, they came running at the door where these pastimes being told inside. They wanted to enter the place where Rohini is telling all his pastimes about Braj. But the Subhadra stopped them. No, you cannot go inside because I have been appointed to guard the door here. So they requested Subhadra that let us stay here. And Subhadra is their sister. Sisters are very compassionate to their brothers. They have so much love. They said, okay, you stay here, but don't go inside. You listen whatever is going in there, but don't make any sound. So both the brothers and Subhadra, they are listening all the pastimes about the Brajavasis. And meanwhile, Rohini falls unconscious, and here, outside this house, this Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they start melting about hearing the beautiful pastime of Braj, and the form becomes so beautiful as now it is Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev. So here, when Rohini falls unconscious, so Narada thinks, oh, I have landed myself in trouble, what will happen now? And then Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they also enter inside, and Narada tells Krishna, oh Krishna, please forgive me, I am the real culprit. I asked this question to queens that you are the most beloved of Krishna and all these things, you know, preceded. So you please forgive me. Krishna said, no Narada, you have reminded me of Braj. So I'm very thankful to you. You must ask me boons. You must ask me some vardhan, benedictions. So Narada said, oh Prabhu, if you want to give me benediction, then you give me this benediction that in Kali Yuga, you will appear in these forms as you are. You meditate, hearing about the glories of Brajavasi. So Krishna accepted this benediction and he appeared in Kali Yuga as Jagannath. And Baladev, he also appeared in Subhadra, which is Bhakti. Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha, Balaram is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is object of our love and he can reciprocate with Krishna mainly in five rasas, but there are also seven secondary rasas, just like chivalry, comedy, and wonder, bhayanak is horrifying. So Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga as Jagannath, and in Kali Yuga, Krishna is known as Darshan Brahma. In Puri, if the devotees are keep coming into temple whole night, the pujaris will not close the darshan. The Jagannath is available whole day, whole night. For few moments they will close the darshan and again they will open the darshan if the devotees keep coming. Just like in other parts of India, Udupi, Krishna is underground. Many devotees can come, they can take prasad there without paying anything. In Puri, Krishna is so merciful as Jagannath that by seeing Jagannath, if someone takes darshan of Jagannath in Puri, then he will surely get liberation. This was the second benediction Narada asked for. That anybody in Kali Yuga would see you, your form as Jagannath, he must be liberated. So Krishna accepted this boon of Narada. And then during Hira Panchami, Lakshmi comes out of Jagannath. She is representing the queens of Dwarka. Queens of Dwarka are being represented by Lakshmi here, who now go to look for Krishna, who never told where he was going. So she is taking sticks with him and drums, so that she will beat and announce, where is my husband gone? And then somehow or other, she finds Jagannath in Gurbicha temple, which is Vrindavan, Sundarachal. So there she beats the chariot of Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev, and also arrests all the associates of Ketan Mahaprabhu, who are actually gopis, and puts their ears and, you know, gives them punishment. So they say, Lakshmi, we promise you, only tomorrow we will send Jagannath back to you. So after having this promise from the gopis, who are now associates of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, she goes back and waits for Jagannath there.
Thank you. After chariot festival was finished, a group of Kulin Gram, they used to sing so much, and they are very attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after finishing chariot festival, one asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now we are returning to home, so what are our duties? Please explain. What should we do? Who will tell? You? Why not? You? Oh, bolo to kuch, bol, kuch bol. Vaishno ke. Or try to be prepared all these things. Why not you prepared? You must be.
Think about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. After Ratha Yatra festival, then all the devotees, they wanted to go back Bengal and other places. And at that time they also met the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt so much separation from his devotee. And that time especially the devotees of Kulin Grambasi, the villagers of Kulin Grambasi, Sakrat Khan, he met the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time Kulin Grambasi, Sakrat Khan, he also prayed to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu, please give some instruction to us. What is our duty? And how will we achieve our perfection goal? And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Vaishnava Sevam Nam Sankirtan Dui Kara Sitra Pave Sri Krishna Charan. You serve lotus feet of Vaishnava and chant holy Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
These are the two processes. If you follow them, very easily you attain of your perfection. And that time, Satrartha, he also prayed to Lord Sri of Vaishnava. Ke Vaishnava, Sinu, Ke Mone. Which Vaishnava? How will I recognize? Is he Vaishnava or not? And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely explained, Jahar Mukhe Suni Ek Krishna Naam Taha Ke Jani Tumi
Vaishnava Pradhan.
Ones who utters the one Krishna Naam, so he says he is Vaishnava. Here our Gurudev very nicely he gives explanation. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained in Upadesamrita what is the duty and responsibility of the Vaishnava and how we give respect the Vaishnava. If you don't get proper way to respect the Vaishnava, we will never achieve our ultimate goal. Vaishnava Seva first. Why can a Vaishnava Das, Moneri Abhilas, why can a Vaishnava Das, Moneri Abhilas, why can a Guru Das? First, I try to become servant of Vaishnava. Then, by the boundless mercy of Vaishnava, then I will become the servant of Guru. So, who is Vaishnava? Satya also gives many definitions about Vaishnava, who is called Vaishnava.
Krishna iti jasya garini
pranati ananna nilada sundam hidayam ichita sangalabdha. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has described in this bhag Krishna iti jasya garini tam manasadre, ones who chant the holy name.
Even one Krishna Nam comes from his mouth, or his Vaishnava.
He is Vaishnava. But here, Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely explain in this verse. He should be that Vaishnava, he should be free from three types of faults, those. Sri Sangha, Trisangi Sangha, or Mayavad Dosunna. He should be free from the associate of the illegally associate from the ladies, and his mind should not contaminate with the impartiality knowledge, that is called Advaita Bhava. And he should not associate those who are illegally associated with the ladies. So if he not take shelter any Vaishnava, a Vaishnava Guru. But if he chants the holy name, he should give respect, pranam in your mind. Maso say here, namasar driyat. In your mind, he gives respect. Tam manasar, dikhasti chet. Once you takes diksha mantra from bona fide Guru, and that time,
you also give a respect. How will you give respect? If he has not summoned the gang, knowledge of the relationship, summoned the gang, he should give also respect to him in your mind. But when he realized the summoned the gang, knowledge of relationship, that time will because it's a pranti vishya, you also direct give your dharma pranam unto his lotus feet. Because it's pranti vishya, susruswa bhajana vikram anandana nindali sunnam. And you also serve the Vishnu, who is completely free from all types of offenses, aparad, nama aparad, dhamma aparad, seva aparad, and Vishnu aparad. And he does not criticize any Vishnu. And you always absorb in Ashtakali Lila and you serve his lotus feet and try to realize his eternal heart. So this is the process how to give respect to Vaishnava. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Jaharu Keshuni, Ek Krishna. Here Krishnadas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Amrit Prabha Bhatsa. In this commentary, he also explained in this way. Here is not this category of Vaishnava. He is not Kanishna Adhikari, not Madhyama Adhikari. He is Uttam Bhagavat. That Vaishnava, there are three types of Vaishnava. Kanishna, Madhyama, Uttam. Again, all types of Vaishnava. They also Kanishna, 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 Madhyama, Kanishna, Uttam. In this way, Madhyama, Uttam Bhagavat. Also three types of Uttam Bhagavat. That's called Uttam Kanishna, Uttam Madhyama, and Uttam Uttam. Yeah, Dharma Keshuni, a Krishna Naam, once you address Sutta Krishna Naam, he is actually Uttam Kanishna. And he also sat to him, there you realize this thing. Then next year, then same Satrartha, he also prayed to Lotus Feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How will he recognize his Vaishnava? Then next year, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Nirantar
Krishna Krishna Naam Jahar Badane. Say Vaishnava
Vaishnava Shrestha.
Once who utters Krishna Naam always continues incessantly, always he chants the holy name, you think he is Vaishnava. Then you have the, in this part, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, he is Uttam Madhyam Kali. তাহারে দেখিলে আইছে কৃষ্ণ নাম তাহাকে জানিও তুমি বৈষ্ণব প্রধান না গুরুদেব সাক্ষাৎ যাহারে দেখিলে আইছে কৃষ্ণ নাম ইফ সে দ্যাট বৈষ্ণব এন্ড অটোমেটিকলি ইউ নো চান্ট ইন ইউ আর চান্ট চান্ট ইন দা হোলি নেম
হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Ram.
This is Uttam, Uttam, Mahabhagavat. So, every Sarila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also instructed all his followers to devote it. In this way, you serve Vaishnava, Vaishnava Seva, Naam, Sankirtam. This is very important in our spiritual life. Banachar,
So first year, Sataraj asked, who is Sataraj? Vaishnava. His father has written a book, and in book that he has written, Krishna tumar hon jadi bole ek bar, Krishna tare maya bandh hoite par. নন্দনন্দন কৃষ্ণ মোর প্রাণনাথ এই বাক্যে বিকাইনু তার মহাপ্রভু টেলিং দে হি হ্যাজ টোল্ড নন্দনন্দন মোর প্রাণনাথ কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই মোস্ট বিলভেড এন্ড দ্যাট ইজ ওয়াই চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু টেলিং দ্যাট অ্যাপ হোয়াট হ্যাভ বিন সোল্ড টু হিজ হোল ডাইনেস্টি And that Sartaraj was ordered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh bring each year Pattadori for Jagannath pulling, Raskars. And he used to bring, oh how heavy it will be, you can imagine. so long and so heavy bowl. And he used to bring. Because once king of Prataparudra made, but it was broken. So new Pattadori should come. So he used to bring. And now he asked, first year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Vaishnav? We will go return back to home and we will worship Krishna. This is all right. No home. We know who is Krishna. But who is Vaishnav? Then 3 years, same question. And he answered three ways. Oh, asad lakshanhin je vyakti. Oh, Harinam tells even one time, Harinam, Krishna. Asad lakshan, he told, Mayavadi or Istri Sangi. If they are not this, and chanting one Krishna name, whether he is initiated or not, nothing. Only if he is dead. And second year part, he told again, then he told, Nirantar Krishna Nam Jahar Badane. Asad Lakhan Heen. And with Diksha, Sambandha Gyan. And if he is chanting name, Nirantar, always, then he is Vaishnava. You should serve. And third year, also high class. Jahan ke dekhle, aise Krishna naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. Even elephants, deer, and general person, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they took the darshan of Mahaprabhu. And what doing? Krishna, 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 like this. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna. Also, if Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami will go, all will do like Krishna, automatically it will come. So these are the symptoms. First try to be, ek bar Krishna naam. But that should be asat lakhan hi, no worldly desire at all. And then try to have diksha from Guru. And always, nirantar, day and night. If you are sleeping, and when you will awake, you will see, oh, your mukh is chanting Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to pass away anything, stole. And he took his tan very tightly,
holding in his hand.
And then Gopal, a very small boy, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? Oh, this is very bad. Because I'm going to pass
impure place.
I'm impure. And it is chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. So I stopped by his. Then he told that if anyone is going to die, what he should do?
Passing,
strolling on the bed, what he should do?
He will chant or not?
He will chant or, oh, you are Guru.
Gopal Guru,
certainly, he should chant. And then Mahaprabhu left his tan and he began to chant. So these are the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he just, Gau Praman. So try to be gradually first class, then second class, then third class. I have come to remind you all these things. You should try to have.
There is quite a few announcements. Please listen carefully. So today Buddha has given initiation about 50 devotees.